Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. We've all heard the stories and millions have experienced it firsthand. The state of Ohio has struggled mightily to pay out unemployment benefits in a timely manner. Recipients have had to wait months to get benefits. Now we learn of a new problem. Some recipients suddenly find they have to repay unemployment benefits. Eye on Ohio, the nonprofit, nonpartisan Ohio Center for Journalism, recently wrote a story about the ongoing problems in the unemployment system. Reporter Sid Standifer joins me now to talk about the problems. Thanks for taking the time.
No problem. Happy to talk to you.
Your article describes some applicants who thought they were approved, they received unemployment, then ODJFS ordered them to pay back all the thousands of dollars they had received. What's going on?
I talked to two people who had this happen to them where they were told to repay all of the benefits. One of them had initially been denied UI, had been appealed, made her argument that they basically did the math wrong, they approved her, and now they basically retroactively changed their minds, it seems, and are saying that she has to pay all of it back.
Why do you think this is happening then?
The forms are very complicated, and a lot of the messages that people are getting are very kind of cryptic, like pending, issue, breaking claim. Nobody really knows what those means. They also have to go back and refile claims every week to verify that they aren't working. And in a hearing in front of the House Ways and Means Committee, ODJFS Director Kim Hall said that that is where a lot of problems are cropping up, is that you have all these people coming back to the system filing new paperwork every week. None of them are familiar with the system. There's a lot of new people on ODJFS's side who could be making errors as well.
So you think some people may have to pay back that money?
That's a great question. There is the option to appeal, and both of the people that I talked to said that personally they are doing that. If they lose those appeals, theoretically, the department can send their case to the Ohio Attorney General and sue them basically to get the money back. They can also, just next time they have to apply for unemployment, take it out of the paychecks then. So next time they need unemployment, they won't be able to get it until they pay back all that money.
We've all heard of the long delays many of the 1.3 million Ohioans put out of work have faced in getting their benefits. They wait weeks or sometimes months. Meanwhile, the bills pile up. What's the latest, and are things getting any better?
So in the hearing in front of the Ways and Means Committee, ODJFS Director Kim Hall said that over 90% of the unemployment insurance claims that have been filed have now been processed, and within 1 to 3 weeks after being processed, those people should receive money. Couple of problems. One is that in the first days and weeks of the pandemic, there were additional problems and glitches with the system as it was overwhelmed and people didn't have the mass layoff number yet. So those people had to wait the longest basically to get their payments. There aren't enough adjudicators to deal quickly with complicated claims like Marnie's. So those people have to wait for a longer period of time than is usual. And also now you have people coming in and applying for pandemic unemployment assistance. And those people weren't even able to apply until May 12th.
Right. And that is the federal assistance, the federal money.
Well, the CARES Act has provided additional money both to the traditional UI unemployment insurance system and to expand that to people who didn't initially qualify. So that would be contractors or people who didn't make the typical minimum required to qualify for unemployment insurance.
It sounds like layers of tangled government bureaucracy that leave some people with no benefits and then no way to pay their bills for now. Could they just end up being lost forever in this vicious cycle of applying?
Yes, and one thing that I did find was that one of the contractors that ODJFS had hired to make their PUA computer system was blaming ODJFS for the problem. ODJFS was blaming them. And what we're really risking now is we're coming up on some of the housing courts that were closed in the early days of the pandemic are going to reopen very soon. And if these people don't get their back payments before that happens, then we could see a really an eviction crisis, really.
Thank you so much. Sid Standifer is a reporter with Eye on Ohio, the nonprofit, nonpartisan Ohio Center for Journalism. Thanks again.
No problem.